She is the owner and psychotherapist at Oakley Ogden LLC from Denver, Colorado. Welcome to the show, Oakley Ogden. Welcome back to the show, Oakley. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Muriel.
Oh, welcome back. I'm so glad to have you back because I have so many questions for you. But before I forget, because I know that once I start talking to you, I'm not going to stop for breath. To all our listeners out there, if you do have any questions for Oakley this afternoon, give us a call at our studios. The number here is 631-257-5704. Again, the number is 631-257-5704. And that's the number for our studio here if you have any questions for Oakley. So, Oakley, very quickly, the end of the last show, we discussed so many things. But one of the things that we were discussing was like habitual habits, like how sometimes people, you know, do things and they don't know why they're doing them and it's a recurring habit, etc. Nail biting.
Yes.
Nail biting. Why do people bite their nails? And I'm talking, I've seen people from different walks of life biting their nails constantly. What is it?
What's going on? What is going on there? Well, I think that there are some habits that are deeper and more plaguing than others. So I've seen people bite their nails all the way down to the skin where you just wonder how they can pick anything up because there's like bloody, right? And that's a level of, you know, underlying habit and anxiety, even unconsciously, that could be beyond my pay grade, Muriel. That could be some doctor stuff right there. So let's keep it inside of inside of those habits that have underlying anxiety, nervousness, that we try to find an outlet. You know, we are doing things every day to move towards managing an inner state. We're either moving towards pleasure or away from pain. And, you know, things that we come up with, like biting our nails. I bit my nails when I was a kid. One, I just thought it was fun, but it only took me until later in life to realize, wow, I was managing a lot of anxiety as a little kid. Once I got real with that, I haven't bitten my nails since. It doesn't even occur to me. So, you know, there's always something underlying all our habits and all our patterns that's driving us, that's having us manage something inside of ourselves, for better or for worse.
And one of the ways you're saying is basically it comes out is through biting their nails. Is it like a nervous tic, or is it just that they don't know what else to do? You don't know what else to do. You're just like, this is it. This is a sense of relief, almost like a pacifier or something.
You know, I think that analogy of like a pacifier is actually pretty good. You know, I think nail biting is like a socially acceptable, like nervous habit. You know, it's, you know, where I've seen it in stages beyond that is where kids and even some adults pick their hair to the point where they just pull their hair and they have little bald patches around their hair. I mean, I would say that's just a less socially acceptable, you know, nervous tic, if you will, right? Like if somebody's doing that, we kind of, oh my gosh, what's going on with them? Because it looks weirder than kind of sitting on a subway and just biting a nail off, which still, you know, is a way to manage kind of some sort of discomfort or kill time so we don't have to really be with ourselves. You know, it really depends, Muriel, what's going on underneath. I think it can be just a casual nervous habit that can be dealt with really easily, and it could be something that somebody's come up with as a solution to really manage some deeper-seated discomfort.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that you offer is that you tell people, you talk a lot about meditation. What are the benefits do you find of meditation for a lot of the people that come to see you, a lot of the patients that come to see you?
Can you say that question again?
Yeah, absolutely. Meditation. You've often said in the past about meditation. What do you think the benefits are for meditation for a lot of the patients that you see, a lot of the people that come to you?
Oh, great question. Okay, so meditation, first and foremost, is a pathway to get to know ourselves on a deeper level. So although meditation has extraordinary benefits for physical health, not only in mental and emotional, but like lowering blood pressure and things like that, the number one thing that we start out learning when we take on meditation is we get to know ourselves. We really start to take a minute out of our day, 5 minutes, 20 minutes out of our day, and say, wow, what is really going on underneath the surface? I have so many clients come to me, and it's very endearing. They come and they say, I don't think I'm doing it right. And I sit there and I say, okay, tell me what is going on. What's wrong about your meditation? Well, every time I sit and begin to breathe, my mind goes crazy. I just can't stop my mind. I can't stop it. And I just love this. I just think it's so, again, like endearing. Like it just touches my heart because I remember those days like way, way back when I was starting to meditate and I was learning the essence of the mind, and the essence of the mind is to think. So meditation is not a tool to stop thinking. We don't want our minds to stop thinking. Thinking is a very healthy thing. Our brains are working, okay? Our minds are working. Like, check, good, we're thinking. Meditation gives us a minute to create space and create and strengthen the witness around who's doing the thinking. We get to start to realize, wow, I'm not my thoughts. When I sit here and just focus on my breath, I have 1,000 thoughts in 20 minutes, and they affect my chemistry. They make me feel different things. But if I just keep coming back to the breath, the thought passes, and another one arises. And so that's the kind of the profundity behind meditation that takes us deeper and deeper into ourselves. And inside of meditation, once you begin this practice, just like any practice, you evolve inside of it. And there are incredible fruits to meditation. And yes, eventually inside meditation, there is a place, a deep, deep place of incredible, unwavering stillness and peace.
Fantastic.
Absolutely untouchable, yeah.
I do believe we have a caller waiting. Hello, caller. What's your name and what's your question for Oakley?
Well, my name is Jennifer, and my question was, you talk about transformation. What is the biggest transformation you had in your life?
Oh, good question. Hey, Jennifer, right on.
thank you.
Yeah. So my biggest transformation, you know, this is such an awesome question because, honestly, I've had such huge transformations, like many of them through my life, and they've all built upon each other. So going through one transformation allowed something that I never thought was possible to unfold. And then once I was in that state of being, another transformation would come along. So I never had the one big wake-up lightning bolt, although I would say that maybe I got hit by lightning many times. One huge transformation that I did go through was several years ago. I live out here in Colorado, and, you know, we get a lot of rain and snow, and I was driving up into the mountains to go see a friend of mine for dinner, and it was around 7:30. It was dark. It was just brisk outside. I had a light jacket on, and there was a drizzle. And as I drove higher into the mountains, the bridge, one of the bridges that I was driving over, froze. And I hit black ice, and I went flying into the side of the road, the median, the wall that was a cement divider, at around 55 miles an hour head-on.
Wow.
And no one on site, it was one of those accidents that you drive past, and the fire trucks and the police and the ambulance were there, and no one on site knew how I was alive. And I walked away from the accident with a severe, severe head injury. And my memory started to go after that. And there was a level of anxiety and stress and PTSD that was happening. And a mentor of mine said, you need to go down to see this doctor because you're not okay. And I said, yeah, great. So I went down to see this doctor. And this doctor said, your brain is going to be fine. You're suffering from chronic Lyme disease. And I said, what? And that began, Jennifer, a two-year sabbatical several years ago where I underwent treatments, IV therapies, and all this stuff. Now, I can't tell you to this day if it was actually Lyme disease. I'm from the East Coast originally. I've been, you know, grew up like playing in the woods. I was bit by a lot of ticks. Like, who knows? There's also a lot of cross-section with Lyme disease and Epstein-Barr and all these different kind of viruses that are coming out right now that a lot of my clients are dealing with and this sort of thing. But I do have to tell you that that long-term, deep surrender that I could no longer kind of control, I just had to let myself surrender into this absolutely profound transformation in my life. That was one of the bigger ones that allowed me to gain access to parts of myself that I never knew were possible, parts of my heart, parts of my vulnerability of being a woman in this world, of my power, of what I wanted to do with my life, of letting things kind of like just go with the flow, but also dancing with creation. It was an extreme time, and I came out the other side, and I'll never regret a minute of it. It was some of the hardest days of my life going through what I went through, and it made me who I am today. And my transformations don't stop. My commitment to my life is to move my consciousness as far as it will go in this lifetime, meaning expanding my consciousness as far as it will go in this lifetime. So I'm constantly met with opportunities to grow and opportunities to transform. And I think one of the differences in my life that just may distinguish my life from someone else's is that when something like that comes into my life, mm-hmm. I allow it to wash over me as an opportunity to transform. Even though I was a fighter, even though I kind of like tried to fight through it, I really let it become an opportunity to transform. And when we take on that perspective of our lives, like, wow, this relationship is really hard, or my boss is really driving me crazy, or I can't find a job, what the heck? You know, all of these kinds of moments that we all come up against in our lives, when we take them on as opportunities to transform something in ourselves, to become better and bigger than we were the day before, that's when life becomes this incredible alchemical process of living. And we discover eventually that we're infinite.
Beautiful. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. That was awesome. That's very inspirational.
Thank you. We have to go to a quick commercial break right now. But before we do, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you the phone number for our studio here again. So if you do have any more questions for Oakley, you can contact us at 631-257-5704. And now it's off to a quick commercial break.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMA and theactorstudio.com. That's KDMA and theactorstudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and this afternoon we have a wonderful lady with us. She is one of our returning guests on this show. She is Oakley Ogden, who is a psychotherapist from Denver, Colorado. Welcome back to the show, Oakley. Welcome back, Oakley.
Now,
a couple of things. Your company is basically, as you said, it's an institute for healing, transformation, and empowerment. And two of those words especially really reach out to me, which are healing and empowerment. What kind of things do you do with your patients to basically help them heal? Because I can only imagine the different areas that you have to deal with. And how do you go about with them when it comes to the healing process and the empowerment process?
I love that. Thanks. So the healing process is subtle and powerful, and sometimes incredibly direct. And the way that I view healing, I'd like to start there, actually, and just kind of like create a context around what I mean by healing, because I think a lot of people have different ideas about it. So we have this idea of change, this idea that if I go to therapy and I talk about things, you know, I'll change, right? You know, like maybe I'll know something different to say, and hopefully I won't feel as anxious or depressed. And that is absolutely one form of evolution, of evolving ourselves. Healing, to me, takes it to a level where we're dealing with the core of what was causing those symptoms, anxiety, depression, whatever it is, chronic fatigue, that's a big one. That was causing those symptoms in the first place. So healing means to me that we are going to the core of what's ailing you, quote unquote, you know, so to speak. And we're working at a deeper level on a, I want to say right now, Muriel, it's a quantum level. We're working on an emotional, a mental, a physical, because the cells are energy and they can't not be affected by changing our emotions and our thoughts. That's scientifically proven at this point, this day and age. And we're working on a spiritual level. So if we see ourselves as these multidimensional beings, mental, emotional, spiritual, these big packages of all these different elements, healing means that we're affecting change on all of those levels. That means that when you're in a time of stress, something really different happens. You don't revert back to what was familiar. You're different. You're truly different. When your partner says something that you know usually triggers you, healing means, if you're healed, it means you're standing there and you don't have the same reaction. Or you maybe have the same reaction, but you know right away that you have access to something else and you can choose something different. So that's where the empowerment comes in, is we're giving ourselves choice. I define not being empowered by not having choice anymore. Like I'm a slave to my reactions. Something happens, I react, you know?
Absolutely.
So selected, I react, right? And so the empowerment comes from knowing that I have a choice again, and I can stand there and I can say, wow, I can actually choose anger. Guys, there's nothing wrong with anger, okay? I could choose anger and get blown up about the situation, or if that's really not what I want to choose, I could choose something else.
Absolutely. We actually have another caller in at the moment, Oakley. So hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hi there, yes.
My name is Jim Harrison. I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
Jim, you're a fellow local buddy. Hi.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
What's
your question? Yeah.
So, but first, before I ask a question, I would like to say I love the interview and, how you co-authored the Young New Yorker program for young adults. I think that's a very, excellent thing that you're doing. And my question is, when it comes to, the laws of the universe based off your inner healing, how would I know whether the universe is responding back to me, and what are the key signs I should look out for?
Ooh, nice. How do you know if the universe is responding back to you, and what are the key signs that you should look out for?
Yeah.
That is such a good question. I'm pausing because I'm like, well, you just know. That's kind of where I'm at right now. let's simplify it. So if we're doing our own work and we keep bumping up against something in our lives, right? Like, I can't find the job. Let's use an example, okay? Let's get tangible and practical. Okay, I just can't find the job I want, right? It's just, like, not happening. I have these interviews. I'm just not quite getting there. I don't know why I'm not breaking through. I'm qualified. I'm pulling my hair out. What the hell? So, okay, you do some inner transformational work. Who knows? Maybe you break through some things around worthiness, around abundance and allowing yourself to receive, about reclaiming a vision you had for your life that you thought was never possible for yourself. Who knows what it is, okay? But let's say something like that is broken through. You know if the universe is responding because something will shift in your external world. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right? Like, maybe you'll get, this is very idyllic right now, like, maybe you'll get the job you've always dreamed of, you know, something like that. But to be completely honest, that's kind of the world I operate in. So if you do the work, why wouldn't you get what you were asking for?
Right.
Right? We're the ones that are responsible for the blocks in our relationship to the universe. Okay, so I hear this a lot. People walk around and they're like, well, the universe just isn't delivering. You know, and it's like, well, you know, I'm not sure about that, right? Like, we're the ones that have the power to change ourselves and become open, more open, to receive from a world, from an energetic matrix, a system of energy that's constantly, constantly trying to create a conspiracy for our success. We're the only ones who get in our own way. So,
very well said.
Yeah, right on. So I think signs, like really, really simple signs that we can all look for, is a sense of movement. Now, I mean that in a lot of different ways. I mean a sense of movement, wow, that feeling I'm always carrying around with me, it seems to kind of be lighter today. Oh, that conversation I had, it had a different outcome than what it usually has. You know, like the predictability of our lives that's so easy to fall into, it just begins to shift. Now, it can be a total dramatic explosion, or it can be these really subtle shifts. And I think that we really, all of us, can kind of humble ourselves, all of us, like me included, right? All of us can humble ourselves to have a little bit more respect and reverence for the subtle shifts in our life. Because when we start to cultivate that reverence inside, that respect for what the subtle shifts are in our lives, then when the big whammy comes, oh my God, we can really feel that change. We can really be available for it. So if there's anything that any of us are waiting for, like the big thing that we're waiting for, start practicing as if it's happened in all the little moments. Start practicing that feeling of what it would feel like to have that big thing change. When you wake up in the morning, just pretend it already happened. Feel it in your body. Let the brain chemistry change, because the way that we manifest in this third dimensional reality is by creating an energy in our own bodies, right? Like when we have the positive thoughts, the chemicals shift in our brain, and we our days change. I don't care if you change your job or not. Your job's going to feel different when you change your attitude.
Well, very well said, I must say.
I'm glad I can serve.
You definitely answered my question, and thank you so much. You know, I was really looking forward to finding out an answer, and you answered it correctly. Thank you so much, by the way.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're very welcome. And you have a wonderful day.
You too. You well.
Oh, my God. You guys, I honestly, I feel like I need to go to Denver, Colorado. Everyone over there is so polite and so sweet. Oh, my goodness.
There's a lot of love here.
I'm like, oh my God, he's so cute. He sounds so nice, adorable. Unfortunately, we have come to the end of our show again, Oakley. But to all our listeners out there, Oakley is a returning guest of ours. Absolute pleasure to have her all the time. And if you want to get in contact with Oakley, you can go to oakleyogden.com. Alternatively, you can email her at oakley@oakleyogden.com or give her a call at 720-663-9056. Again, Oakley is the owner and psychotherapist at oakleyogden.com LLC from Denver, Colorado. Oakley, I sincerely hope we have you back in the very near future, because I always feel like we just touch the surface of something and then it's time to go off the air again. So please come back, and I can't wait to have a whole heap of new questions ready and waiting for you.
Amazing. So much fun. Thank you so much, Muriel.
All righty. And now it's off to a very quick commercial break.